Welcome to this deep dive into a really pivotal case in administrative law, United States v. Fausto. For those of you navigating the intricacies of federal employment law, this decision provides some essential insights into, well, the scope of judicial review and how it intersects with these big statutory schemes.
Yeah, Fausto is fascinating because it really highlights this tension, you know, between a very carefully crafted law, the Civil Service Reform Act, the CSRA, and these older legal paths like the Tucker Act and the Back Pay Act. It makes you ask, when is a big law like that meant to be the only way?
Exactly. It's about understanding the court's role when interpreting these major laws. If Congress creates something as massive as the CSRA, how much space is left for people to use other legal options that were there before? So our mission today is really to unpack the Supreme Court's thinking in Fausto and what it means for certain federal employees wanting judicial review.
Okay, let's start with the person involved, Joseph Fausto. He worked for the Fish and Wildlife Service, and his specific job category is, well, it's absolutely central to the whole case. He was what's called a non-preference eligible accepted service employee.
Okay, let's break that down for a sec. Accepted service, that means his job wasn't part of the regular competitive civil service, right?
Right.
And non-preference eligible. That means he didn't have certain advantages, often veteran-related, that give extra job security. So he's in this kind of specific employment box.
Precisely. And that box ended up dictating his legal options. Now, the incident itself, it was a 30-day suspension. The reason given was misuse of a government vehicle. But here's a really critical point, something that raises fairness questions. Initially, the agency didn't even tell him about his grievance rights.
Wow, okay. That sounds like a pretty significant slip-up. You immediately think about due process. Even for someone in accepted service, you'd expect some notification of rights, surely. So he gets suspended and isn't told how to challenge it.
That's right. The agency did later admit they made a procedural mistake. But even though they reinstated him after the 30 days, they flat out refused to give him back pay for the time he was suspended. And that's where the legal fight really started. Fausto felt he lost wages unfairly because of the agency's error.
So naturally, he wants that money back and looks for a way to sue. Can you walk us through the court journey?
Sure. His first stop was the claims court, but they dismissed his case. Their reasoning was basically that the CSRA created this comprehensive system for federal employment issues, and, well, that system didn't give him a path to judicial review in this situation.
So the claims court saw the CSRA as the be-all and end-all for these disputes, and Fausto's specific category just wasn't covered for review. But he didn't stop there, did he?
No, he appealed. And the Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit actually disagreed with the claims court. They reversed the decision, saying, yes, judicial review should be available to him. So now you have this split, this disagreement between the lower courts.
Which is usually a signal for the Supreme Court to step in.
Exactly. They granted certiorari to resolve this fundamental question.
Right. Which brings us neatly to the core legal issue before the Supreme Court. Does the CSRA, being so comprehensive, effectively block non-preference eligible accepted service employees like Fausto from using the Tucker Act or the Back Pay Act to seek judicial review of adverse actions?
That's the nub of it. Was the CSRA meant to be the exclusive playground for these kinds of personnel actions, even if it meant some employees like Fausto basically had no court access for things like suspensions?
And Justice Scalia wrote the majority opinion here. What was the main line of reasoning?
Scalia and the majority took a very strong view of the CSRA's all-encompassing nature. The core idea was that Congress intentionally built the CSRA as this unified, complete system. It was meant to replace the old kind of patchwork way of dealing with federal employment disputes.
So not just another layer of law, but a deliberate replacement.
That was the interpretation. And a key part of this new structure, according to the majority, was the intentional exclusion of non-preference accepted service employees from certain key protections, specifically appeals to the Merit Systems Protection Board, the MSPB, and then judicial review under Chapter 75 of the Act.
So the thinking was, if Congress meant for these folks to have MSPB appeals and court access, they would have written them into those sections. It's like an argument from silence, almost.
That's a great way to put it. The majority argued that Congress laid out very carefully who could appeal to the MSPB and then go to court. So the fact that Fausto's category wasn't listed wasn't an accident. It was a deliberate policy choice. The detailed structure itself was the message.
And that leads to that really potent quote from Scalia. The CSRA's comprehensive nature establishes a congressional judgment that these employees should not demand judicial review. That quote seems to just cut right to the heart of it.
It really does. It sums up their view that the sheer detail of the CSRA showed Congress intended to limit appeals for certain employee groups. Congress made a choice, and the statute reflected it.
But not everyone on the court saw it that way. Justice Stevens wrote a dissent, and Justices Brennan and Marshall joined him. What was their counterargument?
The dissenters had a fundamentally different starting point. They stressed that the CSRA doesn't explicitly say it's repealing older remedies like the Tucker Act or Back Pay Act. They leaned heavily on this established legal idea, the presumption in favor of judicial review. Basically, courts should assume review is available unless Congress very clearly says it isn't.
So Stevens is saying, look, if Congress wanted to take away these existing legal rights, they needed to spell it out much more clearly. Just being comprehensive isn't enough to automatically kill off older remedies.
Precisely. They felt it was too big a leap to infer such a major limitation on court access just from the structure of the CSRA. If Congress meant to block the Tucker Act for these employees, they argued, Congress should have said so directly in the law's text.
Okay, and then there's Justice Blackmun's concurrence. He agreed with the result, no review for Fausto, but maybe wasn't entirely comfortable with how the majority got there.
That's a good summary. Blackmun agreed with the outcome, yes. He also bought into the idea that Congress wanted a uniform system with the CSRA, but he added this note of caution. He warned against being too quick to infer that Congress meant to repeal judicial review without explicit statutory language saying so.
So, same result, but he's, like, tapping the brakes a bit on the reasoning. He wanted Congress to be more explicit if they were taking away court access, even if he ultimately agreed Fausto didn't have it here.
Exactly. He stressed how important it is for Congress to be clear when limiting access to the courts. While he went along with the majority based on the goal of a uniform system, he seemed, well, hesitant about reading so much into the structure alone. It adds a bit of nuance, right?
Definitely. So, okay, stepping back from the different opinions, what's the big takeaway from Fausto? What did it really change or solidify?
I think the main thing Fausto did was cement the CSRA as the primary, often the only, game in town for federal employment disputes. The court basically said, when Congress builds something this detailed, we're not going to easily find other ways to get review if they're not mentioned in that detailed scheme.
And that silence, we talked about the lack of explicit review for folks like Fausto in the CSRA. The courts now read that silence as intentional, as Congress meaning not to provide review.
That's the key implication. Fausto set the precedent that silence in this kind of comprehensive statute isn't just an oversight. It's treated as a deliberate legislative decision. That's had a huge impact on how these cases are approached.
And for our listeners, the law students tuning in, what's the practical lesson here? Why is Fausto a case they really need to understand?
Well, for future lawyers, Fausto is a masterclass in statutory interpretation. It drives home how crucial it is to analyze the entire framework of a statute. You have to recognize when Congress has created one of these comprehensive schemes, because if they have, the courts are going to be really reluctant to let people use remedies that aren't written into that scheme. It forces you to look at the big picture, the structure, not just isolated bits of text.
So boiling it down, the core principle is when Congress makes a super detailed system like the CSRA, courts will hesitate to add remedies that Congress didn't explicitly put in there.
That's a great way to put it. The court deferred to Congress's detailed plan and basically said, we're not going to second guess the choices made about who gets review within this system.
Which leads to a final thought, maybe something for our listeners to chew on. How does this Fausto approach reflect bigger ideas about statutory interpretation, about the balance between Congress making laws and courts interpreting them, especially in admin law? And, you know, what might this mean when courts look at other big, complex statutes in totally different areas of law? It really makes you think about the power of legislative silence.
It really does. It raises that fundamental question. How much should courts read into the structure and comprehensiveness versus demanding explicit language from Congress? And yeah, how might this play out in other fields with similarly detailed laws? Definitely food for thought.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for breaking down this complex case with us today.
My pleasure. Always good to dig into these foundational cases.